Parshas Bo, at the end of Perek Yud, Torah tells us, "V'yimah Hashem al Moshe le'yishma lechem parei, Parei is not going to listen to you. L'ma'an revois maifsai beretz Mitzrayim. I'm going to bring more maifsim in Mitzrayim." And then it says, "V'Moshe Baron also is called maifsim elu lifnei parei." And all of these maifsim, these revois maifsai, Moshe and Aaron did in front of parei. "V'yichazek Hashem maslev parei." And Hashem hardened the heart of Parah, v'lishilach es b'nei Yisrael mi'aretzai. And he did not send b'nei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. That's the last pasuk in Perek Yud Aleph. And then, the beginning of Perek Yud Beis begins, v'yimer Hashem ha'meishe v'la'aronon b'eretz Mitzrayim neymar. Hashem tells Moshe and Aaron in Eretz Mitzrayim the following, ha'chedesh ezeh lachem b'rish chadashim, giving you the mitzvah of Rish Chodesh. And then the Torah gives us the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, and it gives us the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. And after about 30 psamad psukim relating to the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh and Korban Pesach, the Torah goes back to its regular programming and says, "Vayehi b'chatzi halayla v'Hashem yikol kol b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim." Then Hashem took b'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim with makas b'charis. Very odd. Seemingly, the Torah is mafsik, the whole Seder of Yetzias Mitzrayim, with the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh and Makas Bechoros. It would seem that this is a little bit out of place. Why also does the Torah emphasize that Hashem told Moshe and Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim? That he told them in Eretz Mitzrayim this halacha. Of course, Moshe and Aaron in Mitzrayim. And thirdly, that which it says in our Pasha, Pashas B'Shalach, V'chamishim olu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. That one-fifth of b'nei Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Which is interesting, why Dafka one-fifth should leave Mitzrayim. And secondly, Chazal say from here, V'chamushim is a lashon chamishim. That refers to the Shara Chamishim, the 50th gate, which is Ma'al of B'nai Yisrael from Eretz Mitzrayim. So perhaps it would seem that there's a Yisod here, not just in the Seder Yetzias Mitzrayim, but also just B'chlal and Avodas Hashem. But here you have that Kodesh Baruch Hu brings 9 Makos in order that Paro should send B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And in a certain way, these 9 makos are unsuccessful. Of course, they chazak Hashem as leif para. Right? That Hashem is choosing to be mechazak the heart of para. But on a certain level, had everything been dandy, Hashem could have let Paro agree to let the in right away and not have intervened at all. But yet, these 9 makos, each and every time, it was not ready, it was not mukhshar for B'nai Yisrael to leave Mitzrayim. On some level, it was unsuccessful. So Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that B'nai Yisrael were about to fall into the Shara HaMishim. We know that. That the fact that Hashem took B'nai Yisrael out when He did was literally Hatzalos Nefashos. That Kadosh Baruch Hu had to intervene in a way which is an emergency, that had they fallen into Shara HaMishim, they would never have left. We know that. That's what the Zohar says, Vayavar Hashem. That Hashem was oiver, Avarti b'layla hazev yikesi kol b'chor me'eretz Mitzrayim. The Zohar says, Avarti is a lashon aveira. That Hashem did an aveira lishma. That when it comes to atzalos nefashos, you'll do anything to save a life. Pikuach nefesh is docher every single mitzvah in Torah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu literally acted in a way about Tzalos Nefashos to save B'nai Yisrael, because had they fallen into Shara HaMishim, that would have been it. So here, after 9 Makos, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was trying to take B'nai Yisrael and Mitzrayim, Kivyachol, it was not a success. Kadosh Baruch Hu realized, Kivyachol, that it was time to do something drastic. It was time to send down a spark of Torah into Mitzrayim. That Hashem saw that with the koyach of Torah, He would be able to take B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And this is pshat in the psukim here. But Moshe and Aaron asas kol ha'mivsim ha'ele. The Moshe and Aaron did all of these miracles in front of Paroi, but it was not successful. Vayechazek Hashem v'slayif Paroi. That Hashem hardened the heart of Paroi. V'leishilach es b'nei Yisrael mi'artzai. Each and every time, Paro refused to send b'nei Yisrael out. Meaning, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought many Mosim in Mitzrayim, and each one was bekavan in order to take the Yidden out, v'leishilach, it didn't succeed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we're running out of time. I see that my children are about to fall into Shar Chamishim Shel Tumah. So Hashem says, emergency plan. Calling it audible. That even though Mitzrayim is a place where there's no Torah in Mitzrayim, like Hashem Baruch Hu said, I'm going to bring a spark of Torah into Mitzrayim in order to take the Yidden out. And that's why the Torah interrupts the Seid of Yitzias Mitzrayim with the giving of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh and Korban Pesach. Kiddush HaChodesh comes first. Because the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is the spark of Torah which Hashem sent down to Mitzrayim in order to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim in a way that even nine Makas beforehand couldn't do. And that's why immediately after the Torah says the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, it continues, Vayehi b'chatzi ha'layla v'hashem hikocho b'chor b'eretz Yisrael. This is the hashlama, this is the end of the Shibud of Mitzrayim. This is the makom, the shas ha'yitziyah, after Kiddush HaChodesh. What's interesting, Chevra, is that this very much resembles the whole Seder of Bi'as Ha'ilam, which we think we spoke about recently, which was Chazer, that the Ari HaKadosh tells us in the beginning of Sefer Yitzchayim, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to create the world, He created a chalal ha'panai, a place which was void of the Or Ein Sof. That He took all of the Or Ein Sof, which was concealing, which was revealed in this place, and He was mefane oisel etzadon, He pushed it to the side, kivyachol, and created this vacuum in which all the olamos exist. And then after that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a kav echad, a tiny spark of light, and He brought it into this chalal. And it's that kav, that nitzot katan, which gives life to everything in existence. So in a similar vein, what happened here is that Mitzrayim is considered to be the chalal. It's considered to be the place where it's chalal uponai from any elokos. Like Pyro says, Le'yadati es Hashem. There's no havaya here. And Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that in order to create Klal Yisrael, He will need a spark, a kav echad of Torah, to bring into the chalal in order to initiate the creation of Klal Yisrael as a nation. Because Chazal tell us that the formation of Bnei Yisrael is akin to the creation of the world. As it says, by the moment of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Am zu yatzarti li tehilas yisaperu. That the formation, the creation of Klal Yisrael on the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is called Am zu yatzarti li tehilas yisaperu. That from that is Nimshoch, the mitzvah of Yisaperu, the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. That the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is the result of the creation, the formation of Bnei Yisrael on the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that goes back to the creation of the world. B'nisa Nivra Ha'olam, because Klal Yisrael is the Olam, and so therefore, everything follows the pattern which was originated by the beginning of creation. That in the same way that the world was created by there being a chalal haponai, and the Kadosh Baruch was mamshech, an or katan, a kav echad, into the chalal haponai. So too, when it came to the formation of Bnei Yisrael, in Mitzrayim, which was a chalal haponai from Elokos, the Kadosh Baruch brought down a kav echad, a tiny spark of Kedusha, which is what? The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, and that created the hizchadshus, and a kiddushin, that's why it's called Kiddush HaChodesh, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael at that time. So therefore, even after nine makos, and Pharaoh refused to send, the Torah tells us, this is the Seder of all giving of mitzvahs, be'eretz Mitzrayim lemor, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a kav echad where? Into Eretz Mitzrayim, which is a place that's pani from Elokos. And after these psukim, these 20, it's really 28 psukim, which is Gematria Koyach, Gematria Yichud. The Kadosh Baruch Hu brings down the Koyach in order to give Klai Yisrael the strength to have Yitzhak Mitzrayim. The Torah continues, Vayehi b'chatzi ha'layla, now b'nei Yisrael can leave. And be'emes, this is the secret of a chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael mi'aretz Mitzrayim. Chamushim, which we said is the lashon of chamishim, that they're going to be 50 days from Pesach till Shavuos. And Shavuos is going to be the giving of the entire Torah. But what happened was that Kodesh Baruch Hu brought down already on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim a ha'ara, a spark of that chamishim. And that's called chamushim. That a tiny kav of Torah, which is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, was sent down early to go down into Mitzrayim in order to initiate the process of Kabbalah Satayrah, which was necessary upon Klai Yisrael's leaving Mitzrayim. But it wasn't Shaykh that B'nai Yisrael should leave Mitzrayim unless the Kodesh Baruch Hu brought down a Ha'or of Torah. Not at the time of the giving of Torah, but there needed to be that the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh should be given first to initiate the Seder of the giving of Torah 50 days earlier. That's called B'chamushim Olu B'nai Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. This pasuk of B'chamushim Olu B'nai Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim in this week's parasha is a hakdama to Kriyas Yamsuf. Because the two are connected. In actuality, the whole inyan of Kriyas Yamsuf took place according to this Seder of a Chamushim. That in the same way that Kiddush HaChodesh was sent down in order to initiate Yetzias Mitzrayim before the Zman, so too was the Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf. And let's explain. It would seem almost that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to make this rescue mission possible, to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, and he knew that he would need to send down a spark of Matan Torah into Mitzrayim to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, to shatter the Klipa of Mitzrayim, he would need a spark of Torah. And I just want to mention that the words of the Rechaim HaKadosh, that the Rechaim HaKadosh tells us that before the giving of the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was careful that Bnei Yisrael shouldn't lapse into the Shaar HaChamishim. Because once there's a Shaar HaChamishim, they wouldn't be able to be taken out. However, he says that after the Torah was given, it's shayach that even if a Yid should fall into the Shaar HaChamishim, he can have a Hatzalah. So therefore now, we ourselves find ourselves in the Shaar HaChamishim Shel Tumah. It's still shayach that there's going to be a Mashiach, there's going to be a Geula, despite the fact that we're in Shaar HaChamishim Shel Tumah, because it's post giving the Torah. That after Torah is given, Torah can take us out from Shaar HaChamishim. Our Chama Kaddish says that.
Our Chama says that we're in Chamishim?
Yeah, he said even though future generations would fall into Chamishim.
He said future, he didn't say that his generation would.
I don't know. I don't remember the Lashon exactly.
Because it's like where, why is that?
Hmm?
Why is, well, how is that termination?
There will be generations, whether it was his or future generations, that there would be a fall into Shaar HaChamishim. That would be necessary. But Torah has the courage to be Maisi Afilim Shaar HaChamishim. And that's really the side of a Chamishim Elu B'nai Yisrael Meretz Yitzayim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu sent down a Ha'ara of Torah, it means to say like this, simultaneously. The conventional pshat is that just as B'nai Yisrael were falling into Shaar HaChamishim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out. As if to say that right before they fell in. But really, on a deeper note, it's more than that. It's at the very same moment that they fell into Chamishim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent down a Ha'ara of Torah to take them out. In that moment, that's why it's called Vayehi b'chatzi ha'layla. Chatzi ha'layla is the moment, which like the Gemara says, it's neither here nor there. It's a zman which is the malam in a zman. That's why Moshe says, kachatzais layla. You can't be machavin the reg of kachatzais. Because that's really the secret of this moment of Chamishim. That the moment of Chamishim was a moment that on the one hand, they did not fall into Shaar HaChamishim, but they did fall into Shaar HaChamishim. It's a zman, it's a nekuda, which nobody can be maimed on it. So, mitzad the fact that they almost fell into Shaar HaChamishim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them before they fell in. But on the other side of the coin, that they mamish fell into Shaar HaChamishim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent down Kiddush HaChodesh to be mighty them, because the koyach of Torah has the koyach to be mighty them from Shaar HaChamishim. And so therefore, it's not just the pshat that later generations that Hashem will save us with Torah from Shaar HaChamishim Shel Tumah. Even Yetzias Mitzrayim is really the precedent for that. Because on the other side of the coin, that we did fall into that nekuda of kachatzayis into Shaar HaChamishim, right there was Kiddush HaChodesh to be meitzias from the Shaar HaChamishim Shel Tumah, using the V'chamushim Alu B'nei Yitzam, which is a horror from the Yom HaChamishim of Matan Torah.
But it didn't help the other
It didn't help the other four. It didn't help the other four fifths. Maybe if we have time, we'll get to why that is.
They just died. It's not like they stayed there and became.
It's true, but they had tikkun also through that.
Right. So that's why it's better that they died instead of just staying there and becoming mitzvah forever.
Possibly. I mean, had there been a full revelation, they could have left. But we're not. If we have time, we'll try to speak about that in mitzvah. It would seem almost as if when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, that he turned to all of the Tayag mitzvahs and he presented them the following opportunity. Which of my mitzvahs, which of you here today is willing to go down to Mitzrayim, to make the Mitzvahs Nefesh, to go down to Mitzrayim, to the Tumah Mitzrayim, to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim? And we know that every single Malach refused. It says, Ani v'loy Malach, Ani v'loy Sarah. The Ari HaKadosh says that if a Malach had gone into Mitzrayim, he never would have come out. That the thickness of the Tumah Mitzrayim was so great that a Malach would not be able to have emerged. Which is why he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do it himself. But here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, which mitzvah, which of you Tayag mitzvahs, will be the one who will be Meisr Nefesh? I'm not going to tell anybody to go down. Which of you is going to say, I will do it. I will go down to Mitzrayim to take Yidden out. And it was the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh which agreed to go down to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. It was a choice. It was a zechus that the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh said, I will be the one to go down. We find the same thing by Kriyas Yam Suf. That when it came time, when they realized that the Yam wouldn't split and Mitzrayim was behind them, somebody would have to go into the Yam Suf in order to split the sea. And it was Nachshon ben Aminadav who chose to do that. Nachshon chose to do that. And that was Nachshon's Mesiras Nefesh. And he became the Nasi. He became the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda. We find that when the Yidden went down to Mitzrayim for the very first time, it says, Ves Yehuda shalach lefanav laharos lefanav goshna. That Yaakov sent down Yehuda in order to create the Makom Kedusha in Mitzrayim. Which of the brothers would go down? Right? Who would go down to Mitzrayim in order to create a Makom Kedusha in Mitzrayim? Who did that? It was Yehuda. That in the same way, Nachshon was able to jump into the Yam to create that Kriyas Yam, which is the Bechina of Yetzias Mitzrayim. When Yaakov said, who's going to go down to Mitzrayim in order to create the first Makom Torah in Mitzrayim? Ves Yehuda Shalach Lefanav. It was Yehuda. Because he already had demonstrated a Mesiras Nefesh on Binyamin's behalf. So Nachshon ben Aminadav, who's the Nasi from Yehuda, he's willing to go into the Yam the same way that Yehuda was ready to plunge, to take the plunge into Mitzrayim. To be Baikea, to split Mitzrayim in order to create Gaishna, which would be the light, the place for which he would designate a Beis Medrash, a Har of Torah Mitzrayim. And Rosh Chodesh followed suit. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We know that Nisan corresponds to the month of, to the Shevet of Yehuda. That the Rosh Chodesh of Nisan made that Mesiras Nefesh. And in the same way, that because of that, Nachshon ben Aminadav was zeichet to the Nesius, he became the Rosh of Klal Yisrael. That in the same way, Yehuda, because of his Mesiras Nefesh for Binyamin, he became the Melech of Klal Yisrael. So too, the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, the fact that it went down into Mitzrayim to take the Yidden out, it became the very first mitzvah in Torah. Like Rashi says in the beginning, Bereishis Bar Elokim. What do you mean Bereishis Bar Elokim? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Haya HaTorah Tzorach LaHaschel Mi HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. That really, although it would seem that maybe Bris Milah is the first mitzvah in Torah, maybe Gid Hanasha is, Purvu, but really the first mitzvah in Torah is, in Pnimius, it's HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Why? Because it showed an act of Mesiras Nefesh to go down into Mitzrayim, to take the in and out when no other mitzvah was ready to go in. So that's why it's called Rosh. It's the head of all the mitzvahs. It's the Bechin of Yehuda and Nachshon. Because it went into Eretz Mitzrayim with Mesiras Nefesh as that Ha'ar of Chamishim to take the in and out. That's why the whole Seder of Kabbalah Satayra itself begins with Rosh Chodesh. Vayehi b'chodesh ha'shlishi b'yom hazeh bo midbar Sinai. Chazal say, what day did the Yidden come to midbar Sinai? Which is the initiation of Kabbalah Satayra. That was Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Rosh Chodesh Sivan was the beginning of the giving of Torah. Why dafka Rosh Chodesh? Because it was Rosh Chodesh from the beginning, which made the Mesiras Nefesh, which is the ha'ar of that Chamishim. B'chamishim alu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. So therefore it's only right that the whole Simcha, that the whole Seder of Kabbalah Satayra should begin on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And that's the Gzeirah Shavi here. B'yom hazeh bo midbar Sinai. HaChodesh hazeh lachem Rosh Chodeshim. Ba'avur zeh. Asa Hashem li b'tzeisim in Mitzrayim. That this Indian of zeh, which is the secret of Rosh Chodesh, this is the secret of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, it comes out that Rosh Chodesh went into Mitzrayim to take the Yidden out. That's why we say, by the night of the Seder, when we quote the Pasuk of Avur Zeh, Asa Hashem li b'tzeis Mitzrayim, we have an amazing Havamina. What's the Havamina of the Haggadah? What day should really be the beginning of the night of the Seder? What do we say? Huh? We say, Yachol Mirosh Chodesh. Do you remember that? Yachol Mirosh Chodesh. Maybe the night of the Seder should be the night of Rosh Chodesh. Why should it be the night of Rosh Chodesh? All the Mefarshim ask, why Dafka Rosh Chodesh? But the Teretz is because Rosh Chodesh was really the one who was responsible for the whole Gula Mitzrayim. It wasn't Tesvav Nisan. Tesvav Nisan is the Ma'ariv Makom from where it happened. But that wasn't the actual Zman which caused the Gula. The real Zman which caused the Gula is Rosh Chodesh. That's the Pshat in Pnimius. So therefore, in Pnimius, which is the Havamina, is always the Pnimius. The Havamina, which is the Pnimius, says, Yachol Mei Rosh Chodesh. But we say, no. We say, it can't be Rosh Chodesh. And at the end, we say, no, Ba'avur Zeh, it has to be B'shash Matzu Mar Munachan Lefanecha. But it doesn't say B'shash Tesvav Nisan. It says that we want to do it at the time that Matzu Mar Munachan Lefanecha. Because you know what? It really, when we sit at the night of the Seder, we're really sitting at Rosh Chodesh. It's just that Rosh Chodesh, which is the first day of the month, jumps into the middle of the month. And really, we're celebrating Rosh Chodesh on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that Yachol Mei Rosh Chodesh is a Havamina, but it doesn't go away. We just make it that Yachol Mei Rosh Chodesh should be B'shash Matzu Matzu Minach Levanecha. That we want that the Soif Maise, which is the Maise Mitzvah, should be with the Machshava Tchila, which is the Yachol Mei Rosh Chodesh. There should be a Yichud of Machshava and Maise, which is really the secret of every Geula, of the Chibur of Eishes and Achers. But really, the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Rosh Chodesh. That's Yachol Mei Rosh Chodesh. That the Koyach, that the Yecholas for Yetzias Mitzrayim really was due to Rosh Chodesh. And so therefore, when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was Be'emes and Pnimius Rosh Chodesh, so the Yidden, they really took Rosh Chodesh by the hand, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, and they followed Rosh Chodesh out of Mitzrayim. And so therefore, the whole Seder was that when they came to Rosh Chodesh Sivan, boom, that's when the Seder of Kabbalah Satara began. To link one Rosh Chodesh with the next Rosh Chodesh. This would be Masbir a little bit, but Derech Tzachas, why it is that we know that when the Yidden were walking through the Midbar, it says that they followed an Eish Balayla and an Anan Bayayim. The reason why they followed these beings, or they could have followed after a lion, they could have followed after a mountain. Like, why did they follow after an Anan and an Eish? So it could be that because the Yareach went into Mitzrayim in order to take the Yidden out, we know that a Yareach comes from Shemayim. So the reason why they followed the Anan during the day is because the Yareach is amongst the Ananim. It has to do with Bakesal Yom Chagenu, how the Ananim, that they cover up the Yareach, that there's a Shaiches between the Anan and the Yareach. And why in Eish Balayla? Because we know that the Koychavim, that they come to give a Nechama to the Yareach every single night from the fact that it lost its light. So the reason why the Eish comes at the nighttime is because that Eish is like in place of the light of the Koychavim, which gives a Nechama to the Yareach. So the Yidden, because they followed the Yareach out of Mitzrayim, which is the Bechin of Kiddush HaChodesh, that's why Kaddish Baruch Hu sent to it things which it's to accompany it, which is the Anonim and the Eish. The Anon and the Eish to accompany the Yareach as it would lead Bnei Yisrael to Matan Torah. By the way, here is a hint to why it was that the Kiddush HaChodesh, that Rosh Chodesh, was the one who was Moser Nefesh over all the mitzvahs. Because when you go back to the beginning of the formation of the Shemesh and the Yareach, when the Shemesh came along and said, "Ein shnei malachim mishtamshim b'keser echad," I mean, when the Yareach said, "Ein shnei malachim mishtamshim b'keser echad," right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to it, "Leichem iti es atzmeich," go and be b'mayit yourself. Now, on the surface, that would seem as if the Yareach made a pagam, that it did something which really wasn't so smart to do, to question, "Ein shnei malachim mishtamshim b'keser echad." But in Pnimius, it was really an act of Mesiris Nefesh, the Sfarim say, that the Yareach was willing to be memayit itself in front of the Shemesh to give the Shemesh the Malchus. So really, over here already is the precedent for why it is that the Yareach, out of all the mitzvahs of the Torah, the mitzvah which is associated with the Yareach is the one who's willing to go down into Mitzrayim to take the Yidden out. Because in the same way that the Yareach, when it came head to head with the Shemesh, it was memayit itself, and it went down into low places in order to give Shemesh the Malchus, so too the Yareach here is willing to go into Mitzrayim and take the, in order to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. And with that, it's Zeichet to Malchus. And in the same way that the Yareach really became the king, because the Yareach was Zeichet to the Kechavim, that really shows that the Yareach is the Melech. The Shemesh doesn't have Malchus over the Kechavim. The Yareach is the Melech over the Kechavim. So that's why Yehuda was Zeichet to Malchus as well. That his act of Mesiris Nefesh for Binyamin, and to go down to Mitzrayim even to find Yosef, was why he ultimately was Zeichet to the Malchus and not Yosef. Yehuda is a Bechina of the Yareach and Yosef is a Bechina of Shemesh. Ve'ein kamakom laharech. In the secrets of Torah and Sodas HaTorah, the Ari HaKadosh tells us that there are Nitzotzos HaKadoshim, there are sparks of Kedusha, which have fallen into the lower worlds, into the worlds of Bia, Yitzir, and Asiyah, which need to be restored back up into the world of Atzilus. And every single night, at midnight, the Ari says that Rachel Imenu, which is one of the partsufim in the world of Atzilus, it's called the Malchus, goes down willingly into the lower worlds in order to come up during the daytime with the fallen sparks, which are called the Banim, like the children of Rachel. She goes down. That's why we say v'shavu Banim ligvulam mi'in konech mi'bechi v'inayach mi'dima, that Rachel every single night goes down by Chatzos Laila in order to come up later on during the Seder Shacharis Bifrat to be mala what's called the Nitzotzos HaKadoshim, which fell into the worlds of what's called Bia, Bria, Yitzira, and Asiyah, the lower worlds. And Asiyah, the lower worlds. That's the whole Indian of Tikkun Chatzos. Tikkun Chatzos means that we get on the floor and we cry along with Rachel. That's called Tikkun Rachel. We cry because Rachel goes down into the lower worlds and she cries, Rachel Mabakal Banel. In the beginning of the raising up of Rachel back into the world of Atzilus begins by the Tefillin Shel Yad. The Tefillin Shel Yad means that we take what's called the Keser de Malchus of Rachel and we bring her back up into the higher worlds, which is above our waist, which is Keneged the Lev. We raise her back to her root, which is in that place called the Lev of the Zeramp and the Lev of the Adam, of Yaakov, Yisrael. And throughout the Hemshech of Tefillah, when we daven, it's all part of the Seder being Malu Rachel up, the other nine parts of Rachel, back up to her place, to her Shairish, where she belongs. Now this too also has a Shaiches to what we're saying before. In the same way that Kiddush HaChodesh went down into Mitzrayim in order to take the Yidden out, that is replicated every single night of the year by Rachel's going down into the Choshech, into the Chatzi HaLaila, in order to bring up her children, which is her banim, from the sparks, from the lower places. That's why the first part of Yitzhak's Mitzrayim took place in the first Chatzi HaLaila. Right? The whole Seder Mitzvah Mitzrayim was from Shkia until Chatzais. But there's really the second part of the Laila, which is Chatzais until the morning, that is still raw. It still needs to be worked with. The Nitzotzes have to be taken out of there. That's why we say that the second part of the Chatzia Laila will be for the Geula Hasida. And that's what Rachel is continuing to work on. Rachel is working on the second half of the Laila, which still needs to be Mizbar, because we know that Galus is Doimel Chayshach. It's Doimel Laila, the Gemara says. So Rachel goes down. Because Rachel is the secret of Rosh Chodesh. That we know that the Yareach is called Rachel. Like we find by Yosef. When Yosef is already foresees in his chalomos that there will be a Galus Mitzrayim, what does the dream say? Hine Hashemesh v'hayareach v'achara sakechav mishtachavim li. Who's the Shemesh? Das is Yaakov. Who is the Yareach, Zakt Rashi? Rachel. Rachel is called the Yareach. And already Yosef is predicting that Rachel will go down to Mitzrayim. And she's going to bow down to him. Now Yaakov says it's absurd. Rachel's dead. But in Pimius v'aviv shamar es hadavar, that Yaakov knows that there's a secret to this Rachel going down to Mitzrayim, which is gufa, this secret of Rosh Chodesh going down and taking the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. That's why the Ari says that on Rosh Chodesh, when we say Musaf, the Ari says that we begin what? Roshei chadashim la'am chanasata zman kapar l'chol todaisa. The Ari says, Roshei chadashim la'amcha es Roshei tevos Rachel. That Rosh Chodesh is the secret of Rachel. That Rosh Chodesh went down and Rachel goes down. And why does it go down? Like we say afterwards. U'teshuas nafsha miyad sone. That it's in order to make a Yeshua for the nefashos from the hands of our enemies, which is from Parai. And that which we said, that when Rosh Chodesh comes up, and then the Yidden come up, and really we just have to be marked at that a little bit, because it goes like this. That really we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself went down to Mitzrayim the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So if Rosh Chodesh is taking the Yidden up, then why does Hashem need to go down? But the Teretz is like this. Really HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't go down to Mitzrayim to take the Yidden up, because there was a kitcher that the Yidden don't deserve it. How could you, the Malko Shel Olam, go down yourself, b'chvaydcha v'atzmecha, if the Yidden are not deserving? Al Pidin, they weren't really zeichet to that. So Hashem turned to the mitzvah and said, who will go down? And Mitzvah Kiddush HaKadosh said, I will go down. And it went down. And so therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said like this, now that Kiddush HaKadosh has gone down, you're right that Al Pidin, B'nai So, were not worthy that me, the Malach, should go down for them. But what did the Kiddush HaKadosh do? Doesn't deserve to be down there. So once Kiddush HaKadosh went down with Bitachon that Hashem would take her out. So this is the Seder. Kiddush HaKadosh went down to take out the Yidden. And Hashem went down to take out Kiddush HaKadosh. So now it was really HaKadosh Baruch Hu who would take out Kiddush HaKadosh, who would take out the Yid. That's pshat which we say, V'oilas Reish Chodesh Na'ale Alav. V'oilas Reish Chodesh, when Reish Chodesh goes up, Na'ale Alav, we go up with it. That we were Na'ale, we went up from Mitzrayim because Reish Chodesh went up. Now why did Reish Chodesh go up? Because Hashem took her out. Because Rosh Chodesh didn't have the strength. The Rosh Chodesh knew that if I'm going to go down, I'm not going to be able to come up. But I have bitachon that if Hashem is asking who will go down, Hashem's going to take my back. He's going to cover my back. So again, the Yidden were down, they couldn't go up. Rosh Chodesh says, I'll go down. Because it knows that Hashem will take her up. That's b'shat which we say, Va'anoichi aloi. What do we say? What's the lashon that Hashem says to Yaakov? Hashem says to Yaakov, the lashon is, Va'anochi alcha gam aloi. Anochi eridim cha mitzrayim, va'anochi alcha gam aloi. I will go up and go up. Meaning it's a double aliyah. What's a double aliyah? That Rosh Chodesh we need to go up. And Hashem says, Anochi alcha gam aloi. There will be a double aliyah. First is going to be the Rosh Chodesh will be ale, and then I will be ma'ale. That's pshat, like we said before. Va'oilas Rosh Chodesh na'ale Allah. We'll go up on the backs of Rosh Chodesh. Really, though, in Pnimius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself does it. And this goes back to what you were saying before. Really, it just, a father will do everything for his son. But it just wasn't yet nizgaleh bishleimus that Klal Yisrael is the child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Although Hashem says, B'ni B'chari Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael is my children, I'll do anything for them. And that's really why HaKadosh Baruch Hu went down to Mitzrayim. But because the Yidden at that time didn't display a chiba of ben towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that way of serving Hashem is called ben is in Golis, So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was called Melech, and it's not fit that the Melech should go down to save. And he needed that Rosh Chodesh to go. But in Pinyas, really HaKadosh Baruch Hu went down himself for Bnei Yisrael because he loves us. And it was just Al Pi Dine HaMalchus, it needed to be that Rosh Chodesh should go down first, that it shouldn't look like Hashem is saving the Yidden who really weren't deserving. And that's why 4th, 5th died. That's why only Chamishim left, and that's the connection in this whole thing. That the reason only 1/5 left was because it wasn't yet Nizgala, the Dargah Ben of Bnei Yisrael. Only like Ebed to a Melech. Had it been Nizgala Bishlemus, that the 4/5 would also have been saved. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu would have went down straight for Bnei Yisrael. He wouldn't have needed Rosh Chodesh to be an excuse. Because a father will do anything for his son, but it just wasn't yet Nizgala. That's why we tell the Rashi, Ilu Hayasham Lo Hayanigal, he wouldn't have been saved. But now, if the Ben Rasha is a Ben, then Hashem will save him. And that's the whole inyan of Arba Banim on the night of Yitzhak B'Zan. It's the whole inyan of Ben, of Banim, that were Megala Ar Bincha Takadosh Baruch Hu on Yitzhak B'Zan. Because really, the whole secret of Yitzhak B'Zan is that we went from being an Evit to being a Ben. And Akadosh Baruch Hu will do anything for his Ben. But at the time of Yitzhak B'Zan, we were Bechinas Evit. And so we needed that excuse. Hashem needed that excuse. So it comes out that the Kiddush Rosh Chodesh was the mitzvah which was Meisr Nefesh, and that's why it's the first mitzvah in Torah. It goes against the Vayakom El Chadash, that the Chiddush Rosh says that this inyan of Chiddush, of his Chadshos, was Bishvi in the hands of Parai, and the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh is that we took back the Koyach of Chiddush. That it's called Rosh Chodesh, that it's the Reishis, it's the first mitzvah, because every single Reishis is a Zaris. There's more to talk about here, in terms of Moshe being the Koyach of the Levana. You know that Paro had an achiz on the Shemesh. That's why he was very distraught by the Shiva Simei HaSoiva and the Shiva Simei HaRav, because that all has to do with the sun. The sun is what gives life to everything, all the crops which grow. He was very distraught by that. Moshe comes with the Koyach of the Arech. That's why you find that the first time that the word Yarech is mentioned in Parsha Shmois, in Sefer Shmois, when Moshe is born. Batitzpinehu Shloisha Yerachim. But the months are called Yerachim. That Moshe is Megala, when he comes on the scene, he reveals the Koyach of the Yareach in Mitzrayim. That's the Yareach is Gematria Leil Seder. The Yareach is Nizgalna on the night of the Seder. Moshe uses the Koyach of the Yareach, which is the Kiddush HaChodesh, in order to take the Yidin out of Mitzrayim. That's how you find when Par was Meshabed the Yidin, he was Meshabed them with Levanim. B'choymer B'levanim. You find many of the shonas of Levanim. Maskoines ha-Levanim. Lilboin Levanim. Levanim is a lashon Levana. That he was Meshabed the Levana. That the Shemesh had a tfis on the Levanim. If you got it to Levincha, it's a lashon of Levanim, of Levana. That the Banim and the Levana go hand in hand. And you know that Pyro worshipped the Ra, that the god called Ra. You know that? Even in history books, they talk about the Egyptian god, which is called Ra. That's why it says in the Pasuk, it says, Re'u ki Ra'av neged Penechem. Ra'av is the god of Ra, the Sfarim say. That the god of Ra, that's why Paro's name was Pe-Ra. He called himself after the god. He named himself after the god called Ra, the god called Ra. Because okay? That's called the sun god. The sun god was the god called Ra, that they worshipped the sun. But Klai saw that the whole Kiddush HaChodesh was that the Areach versus the Shemesh. How the Areach combats the Shemesh. That's why Tzafon Barech Halon Nirtzah is Gematria Shemesh Yareach. The whole inyan of Leitzias Mitzrayim had to do with this inyan of the Hizgalus of the Yareach. Just want to end with one last point. But you see an amazing thing from here. That after 9 Makos in Mitzrayim, that the Yidden didn't do tshuva and Parah didn't do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took just a kavdak, a tiny, tiny mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh and brought it into Mitzrayim, and it sent Klai Yisrael flying to the highest hearts of tshuva. And it was enough to let Paro walk over. Vayakom Paro, he got up and he said, get out of here. But you see that just what one spark of Torah can do, 9 Makos couldn't do. And those weren't just Makos, they were filled with Nisim Gluy and Mamish. And it's just a Musar Haskell for us, that many times that people say, oh, if Hashem would only do Nisim in the world, people would do Tshuva. You know how many Nisim have been done throughout history, and yet we haven't done Tshuva? It was only when Klai Yisrael gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim, it took one day. It says that they reach the level of Mamlechas Kehana V'Gad Kadosh. They reach the highest Madrigas. Let's not think that we could be Mekar Yidin by doing fancy Nisim and Maifsim and, you know, with skulas and this and that. And if a Yid will see, let's just teach Yidin Torah. There's nothing which can bring a Yid closer to Tshuva than Ha'ar of Torah. Even one Takis. It says after Uparo Hikriv, Chazal said that he brought the Yidden closer to Hashem. After the Makom Matos Becharis, even Paro brought the Yidden closer to Hashem. So when we sit in front of a Sefer in Seder every single day, we should know that the Nisim and the flows that a Yid can have in the Pnimius from Torah, that this inyan of Gal Einai V'Abita Niflois V'Torah Secha, that the Niflos from Torah, that the power of Torah, that the Kiddush and the Aura of Torah is worth more than all the Makos and all the Nisim, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. That all the Nisim Lassad Lov will be from Torah. And therefore, that Tzadik who learns Torah and he sees Nisim from Torah, it gives him more of a Sipag, more of his Karvas, more of Munah B'Tochen, that if he would see literally the skies open up. That's not what Shavuos is about every single time we have Shavuos. We don't wait for Hashem to open up the Rekiyim, you know, and to do Mamish Nisim Bloom like the word Har Sinai. The only thing we have left from Har Sinai, which we remember every single year, is that a Yid sits down and learns Torah all night. Because the Emunah, which a Yid, that the Yid in Chav, at the time you see it's Mitzrayim, that they reach the highest Madrigas, it doesn't reoccur every year by HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing the Nisim like he did by Matan Torah. It comes from learning Torah all night. And when a Jew stays up all night learning Torah, that's what brings the iris of Emunah and Bitach and Eskavis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that we should be Pnimius to Yidden, that we shouldn't think that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tears open the world, that we're going to come closer to Him. To recognize that what it means to have a Schus, to be learning the Beis Medrash every single day, that's the greatest Eskavis possible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Megal Dodo or Hamishim, and with that, the Hamishim, all of B'nai Yisrael, not just from Mitzrayim, but with this, Pallas, Mabiyos, Goyal, Tzedek, and Yavim, Menuah.